listeners, this week's episode is brought to you by Norse Foundry, makers of incredibly fine dice sets, luxury dice made from metal and semi-precious gemstones, plus a variety of dice bags, pins, and gaming accessories. Gift-giving season is upon us, so it's the perfect time to use our discount code D20Dames to save 15% on your total order at Norse Foundry. I've got my eye on one of their gorgeous hex chests for storing dice. Hint, hint to any person listening. But do I go with Bird's Eye Maple or Purple Heart Elderwood? While I figure that out, you should head to norsefoundry.com to check out their wares. And don't forget to use code D20Dames, all one word, when checking out to save 15%. Happy shopping! Over to you, Kat.
Hey listeners, it's Kat Kruger, your DM at D20 Dames. So far this season, the Dames have escaped from the clutches of the Raven Queen, but not without some troubling questions left unanswered. Their friend Bud, the Treant Sapling, appears to have been abducted, with Lita Rawlings possibly the next target. Realizing that they need more info and training before they can get further on this quest, the Dames decide to make their way to Waterdeep with the help of their new friend, Luraya. Before they head out of Halfway, though, Lita has packed some rations for their journey. Let's pick up with her parting gift and words now. It's a rather long ways on foot. Before you get to the nearest town, I've packed a few things for the journey. And she sort of opens up the wicker, it's like a picnic basket. And there's just a pile of, there's a giant cheese wheel in the bottom and a bunch of cured meats like sausages and jerky and stuff like that.
Oh.
Thank you, Lita. This looks amazing. Right, pinches off a piece of meat right now. Oh, wait, no. Wait.
Long journey.
Right. She pushes it into Karen's mouth. There you go.
I'm surprised you're still hungry, Riot.
No, I remembered I'm not. It was a automatic reaction.
Well, I suppose this is goodbye, but not farewell.
Can I hug you?
Absolutely.
Rose just walks up and gives Lita a hug around the waist.
Lita just, you know, sort of hugs you back. And she looks over at Luraya, gives her a nod, gives Karen a nod, and goes over to Riot and leans in for a hug.
Ah, oh, there you go. It's perfect. Riot wraps her arms and wings around her.
Aw.
It's cool how everyone's reacting around us like we can't hear them.
Yeah, when Lita pulls back, her face is a little bit red. Mm. I suppose perhaps I can ask you for one last favor.
Oh, yeah, ask us anything.
Seeing as it's a bit of your specialty, if you could keep an eye out for this missing person, it'd put my mind at ease. Perhaps you could make a fair bit of coin off it, too, if you wind up finding the lost lass. And she pulls the little flyer that she had shown you back at in the Crooked Forest.
Cool, right. Puts her hand out for it. It was not quite the favor she was thinking she was going to be asked, but, you know, she's happy to help.
Well, you've got, like, this audience here, so.
Rose grabs her stuff, grabs Karen by the elbow, and heads to the door.
Luraya does a sort of, like, salute wave and winks at Lita and follows Rose out.
So Lita just sort of touches Riot on the elbow to make sure she stays. And she just says, and one more personal favor, perhaps.
Oh, I did eat all the cheese you had in your icebox. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be a silly sass. What I mean is, we should be in touch.
Of course. Well, yeah, we'll send you postcards or letters. I gotta let you know where you are, what cool gifts we're bringing back, if Rose fell, if I got tangled in something, you know, like the usual stuff.
Well, the only gift I want is you to come back.
Oh, we can definitely do that.
All right then. Well, you be safe, and Lariah knows her way around the woods down there, and I think if you take her lead, she'll get you there to Amphale and there on to Waterdeep fairly safely.
All right. Thank you for putting us in touch with her. Or, I mean, I guess we saved your butt, so you're welcome for your life. Riot's like drifting off, but she's trying, doesn't want to leave the room. All right, I gotta go. We gotta go be heroes or something. So, goodbye.
She sort of sadly waves, and then she comes over and just like presses a gentle kiss on your cheek.
Oh, thank you. Would you like one too?
Oh my, you've a lot to learn about this sort of thing, but it's quite endearing.
I read about consent in a book, so I have to follow the rules.
I give you my consent.
Ah, cool. And Riot like grabs her face, maybe a little too roughly. Plants a big old wet one on her cheek.
Oh my.
I also heard there's always room for practice and improvement when it comes to kissing, so.
Well, I suppose we can try that when you come back.
Ooh, yes. Okay, I gotta go really, I can't turn any redder. And Riot walks out the door.
All right.
Head and tail high.
All right. So based on what Lita and Lariah have said, I guess you're going to be following Lariah through Westwood, down through Westwood?
Sounds like a plan. I'm reluctant to get more connected to more trees, but I will. I trust Lariah.
It's bold of you to say since you've known her for like half a day.
I mean, she got us away. She got us. She passed us without trace.
You could always ask Lariah if there are talking trees there that you could possibly get attached to.
No. I know. I can't. My heart can't take it right now.
Aww.
Rose, you gotta harden your heart and put some bark around it or something.
You have to you have to get bark shield.
I'll see if I can learn that ability. Flips through her scrolls.
So as you're walking and flipping through scrolls, do you have any sort of marching order? How do you want to be traveling through this area?
Jess, do you want to take the front?
Lariah will take the lead, but like leave. She won't like try to get ahead or anything. So like if someone wants to walk next to her so they can chat a bit, she'll try not to make it awkward.
Cool. Karen's not going to do that. Karen will be in the back.
Karen's going to make it awkward.
Yeah, Karen will be maybe a little further back than you would imagine. Is safe.
Sure. But. All right. So it'll be Lariah, Riot, Rose, and then ... Karen.
Yeah. enough room for like six more adventurers.
All right. So you head down south. It is going to take about a 6 days journey to get to Amphale. The Sword Mountains are really steep and craggy. You know that Phandalin and Halfway are sort of nestled in the northern range of those mountains. And At first, when you're traveling between these hills that are sandwiched between the northern Sword Mountains and the Crypt Garden Forest. And that is what the Crooked Forest is an extension of. And I'm going to roll for weather.
I was like, initiative?
So the day that you set off, it's a normal temperature, light breeze, a little bit of precipitation left over from the rain the night before. And you're basically walking through this hilly terrain. It's providing some breathtaking views of the mountains on this sort of gray day.
Reminds me of home.
You had good weather there too?
I had mountains there too. I was specifically referring to those and Rose's pointing to the craggy peaks.
Ooh, yeah. Those look tasty. What do you miss about the mountains at home?
The fresh air. When you're that high up, I mean, not that the air here is particularly unfresh. It's just, it's colder up there, so it just feels like every breath you're taking is cleaning out, like, your lungs, your insides, you're refreshing your soul with every breath.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Probably like a drier air, too, right? Like, not moist and dank.
It depends on the season. During the winter, it can, with the snow, it can get quite damp.
Where is home for you?
Oh, it's so far east. Out in the northern mountains of Shulung.
How did you get to halfway?
Well, let's see. There was a lot of walking.
Oh, yeah, why? That's, yeah, of course. No, no. Why did I even ask?
No.
So start us from day one.
Yeah.
We've got time.
I took...
This is very montage.
Yes, montage. Heading, it's like the Indiana Jones where you see the map and there's like a little... Yes.
The dotted line.
Little dotted line moving across. Yeah, without the sound of an airplane. But after I came down from the mountains and, rented a horse, but, you know, bought passage on a wagon toward the Kuoya Desert, where I hired one of the merchants that crosses the desert to just take me along on his sand skimmer. It was surprisingly fast for a boat that's not a boat. After that, joined a caravan along the Silk Trade Road. Saw so many people, so many types of people, so many different types of clothing that I'd never seen before. Took a lot of notes, bartered for some examples of the clothing so that I could try to copy the designs. And then eventually found myself on the edge of the Sea of Fallen Stars and took a boat, paid my way across by mending all the clothes of the folks who worked on that ship, and then slowly made my way northwest from the Dragon Coast to Phandalin. Had I known that Waterdeep had more libraries, maybe I would have stopped there first. But, yeah. Phandalin was where I needed to get to.
Man, that sounds intense.
It was a long journey. I lost track of time. I can't remember how many moon cycles happened during that time period.
Yeah, I'd love to see your sketchbook and stuff sometime, too, and see, like, you know, all the cool sights. Compare it to the one in up here. She like points at her head. Right, points. Because I read a few books, but I mean nothing beats a first person narrative.
Well, I didn't do much drawing, but I wrote a lot. So
Excellent.
I'll see if I can dig those out one of these nights. Maybe when we have actual tables to spread my scrolls across again.
Did you come with your staff? Your bow staff?
The
earlier one.
Yeah, that staff is one that I'd use during training. Combat's not something that's a primary point of learning at my monastery, but it's that understanding your physical abilities and kind of knowing where your body is at all times is something we learned, and one of the ways you teach yourself that is through combat, and I liked the staff, so it was carved from one of those alpine trees.
Ooh. So you get a whiff of home.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting staff you've got there with those stones on top. What's the deal there? What are these stones for?
That is a great question.
I'm sorry, I keep interrupting, but I'm waiting to hear these answers. Right, pokes at the stones because they're aren't they floating? So if you kind of push them out of orbit, they'll kind of come back like a magnet.
Kind of, yeah. They're just kind of, you know, yeah. I can spin them faster. I can just kind of, they just float above the end of the staff. Well, this surprisingly uncharacteristic brown stone was a gift from our kobold friends back in Phandalin. I think it might be a keep Rose from tripping on things stone. So I've definitely stopped tripping as much.
It could be a placebo stone.
Right. I definitely spent time attuning myself to it, but yeah, placebo. We don't know. Stop tripping as much. That's good. This white one, we stumbled upon it when we were in Neverwinter Wood. I don't quite know what it does yet, and that's one of the things I'd like to figure out in Waterdeep, but we know someone was trying to find it, so I figure it's better to keep it close.
Interesting. Yes. That you also put it on the staff, though. Instead of just putting it in your bag. So if someone does... Anyway, I'm just worried about people coming and trying to snatch our stuff. She looks at Karen. Not that I know anyone like that. Continue your story, Rose.
Yes. We should actually see if you can take things off this staff. Or if it's only me.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Try with this brown one.
Okay. Lariah, do you want to go first? We can all take turns.
You go ahead, Riot.
Jeez, gee whiz, stone cold over here. Okay. All right. Riot's kind of like bouncing from foot to foot. Like has her hands up like a boxer.
Right. Rose is holding the staff with two hands, kind of pointed at Riot.
Right. Don't hurt me, because, you know.
I'm not good doing anything. I'm just holding it for you.
This, right, points at her face. This is the moneymaker, so, okay, like, we gotta... And she goes for the brown rock with her hand.
Rose, what do you do? Do you... in your mind, are you trying to spin it away, or...?
I invited her to do this. No, I'm legitimately curious if other people can take stones off this, because Rose thinks that, like, I put it on it, this is my stone, I'm the only one that can take stones off of it. Mm-hmm. She's maybe she subconsciously moves it, but she's not intentionally moving it.
All right. So Riot, you reach out and you grab the stone and pull it off.
All right. It's mine now.
No, I'm just kidding. Karen yells from behind, run, Riot, run!
Our plan worked!
Rose pulls the staff back toward her. No, wait, put it back!
Riot tries to put it back. Like, she just, like, lets go of it right by the top of the staff. Does it? Yeah. Does it fall?
It magnetically goes back.
All right. Okay. Lariah, your turn, but this time...
No turns.
No. She leans into Rose and goes, this time, don't will it.
Sure, Lariah will reach toward the brown rock. And she'll sort of, like, pass her hand over it, and instead of closing her fist on it, she'll just, like, pull her hand away. And as she does, a rock that looks exactly like it appears in her hand.
Oh, nice.
Like a magician.
Is my rock still there?
Yeah, your rock is there. She has one that looks exactly like it. They're indistinguishable.
Then how do I know that I have my rock and you have your rock?
Laura kind of smiles down at the rock in her hand and says, I guess you don't.
Upon seeing Rose's, I assume, fallen face, Riot leans in and goes, probably one of them is only going to last an hour.
Good point.
Yeah, or 10 minutes. I don't know.
Rose,
know.
Like, tucks her staff back into her belt tightly. Maybe wraps her cloak over the top of it.
Well, I'm glad we did that experiment.
That was good to know. That's good to know. Maybe I'll think about removing the dreamstone later, but it might also be helpful.
It's
interesting that it doesn't come off when I attack, when I, like, hit people with it, but I guess anybody can take it off. I'm going to have to, maybe I can find a spell in Waterdeep that, like, or someone who can cast a spell that only I can take it off. I'll look into that.
Well, you do know that if the staff is no longer in your possession, the stones will just fall off.
Well, yes, but then everything is off the staff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair. Rose is just kind of now pondering this.
So you continue walking, and you're able to walk through the hills, and the hills just sort of don't have any sign of ending at any point. You do notice that there might be a little bit of activity in the areas closer to the forest. And can everybody make me a perception check?
Crit plus 3.
Nice.
This is, I also crit.
Since we're looking at a forest, does this count as my preferred terrain?
Unfortunately, you are on a hilly terrain right now, so you're not actually in the forest.
Great. Okay. 9.
Okay.
12 for Karen.
22.
It's because I'm on a hilly terrain that I am really perceptive. You gotta watch out for those mountain goats.
So everybody except Riot notices that there are some, maybe some goblinoid creatures roaming around the edge of the forest. Mm-hmm. But they haven't spotted you.
Is it, what time of day is it? Like, do we have a torch?
It's getting close to dusk at this point. Do you want to try to make camp at some point, or do you want to keep pushing on through the hills? It does look like it's going to take you another day before you get into toward the southern Sword Mountains.
I'd prefer not to make camp too close to those creatures down there.
What creatures? Oh, I see. No, thank you for helping me. Yeah, let's keep going.
All right. So you can keep going for, you know, another half hour, hour. It becomes dark after a certain while. And Lariah, you probably have made camp at some point here on your way up. And you're able to find a quiet spot sort of wedged between a couple hills. and make camp for the night. What would you like to do overnight?
Lorelei is going to suggest we set up shifts to watch so that not everyone is asleep at the same time. Because I don't think she knows at this point that Karen doesn't sleep.
Right.
Also, I mean, Karen is happy to suggest that she stays up.
Okay.
She's happy. Sounds she's good. She's happy to do that, but she's not going to.
Well, Riot's gonna. Why don't you take a one shift, sis, and then we'll all rotate.
Yeah, I like the idea of Riot volunteering Karen for this too, because I doubt Karen actually would volunteer herself.
Yeah,
that makes more sense.
All right, all right. So you can take shifts, and because you're far enough away, the goblinoids, you don't actually hear any movement from them overnight, and you wake up in the morning and are able to travel again. I'm going to montage this part because there are a lot of hills in this area. And
like, how fast and hard do they roll? Like, and when you montage, are you basically like going to hum a tune and we can kind of figure it out based by the ups and downs of the mm-hmm. notes?
Yeah.
Over the mountains and yeah. through the woods to Waterdeep we go, but first stopping in Amphil.
By day three, you have reached the southern Sword Mountains. Westwood is another half day's journey. I don't know if you want to press on or camp out for the night. You are at the base of the Sword Mountains, and Loria, like I said, she came through this way, so she might be able to find her campsite.
And Loria, like, as soon as we get to the base of the mountains, Loria just immediately seems much more relaxed.
you doing okay? You look like you just went to a spa day.
I prefer being in the mountains to anywhere else. Just happy to be back in this area.
No,
do you all feel good to keep going, or do you need to stop for the night?
Are we close?
We've got about another day.
Loria, did you go through these parts before?
I did, yeah.
Did you, do you sleep?
Yes. What an odd, you saw me sleep the last few nights, right?
I saw your eyes closed. I mean, who can say what you're really doing? I mean, I know you're not plotting.
I was just asking, do you want to stop while we're at the base of the mountains before we head in? And make camp now here and then just like power through tomorrow? Or do you want to start going through the mountains tonight and then make it out a little earlier tomorrow? Do you want to sleep in the mountains or not is basically what I'm asking.
I'm cool. I was trying to get to the point, like, if you came through here, did you sleep somewhere? And is that place, you know, near here? We could stay there since you know it's kind of already safe. If you, like, took shelter in a cave or...
Yeah, we can see if the same cave I used on the way out here is still cleared out from any other creatures.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to make a survival check?
16.
Oh, yeah, you can easily retrace your steps and find the cave where you made camp just a few days ago.
Home sweet cave.
Any creatures in here? You guys hungry? Or...
No. Find us some cave chickens, would you?
Do you want to do an investigation check just to see if there's any?
Yeah,
creatures?
We should yeah. check to make sure this cave is safe.
I mean, Karen is looking for food, so yeah. You guys can look for safety measures.
Ryan got an 18.
Rose, not having dark vision, got 11.
18 for Karen as well.
Ooh, sister scores.
Loria only got an 8.
For those of you with the sisterly 18, you're able to determine that there are no creatures in there. Maybe it's because there was there's like remnants of a campfire.
So that means there's no Eatons in here, is what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, Kat.
Although I do seem to recall you have a lot of product on you.
You have a giant picnic basket. Yes, you're right.
I don't know how hungry Riot was in the first 2 days of travels. Probably. I didn't take inventory.
That's cool. Yeah, we don't need to talk about every stop we make.
No.
Six-day trail.
Where I probably would have been pretty on top of making sure no one, like, tore through their stock of food too quickly, knowing how long the journey is.
Yes. Yeah, this group needs that desperately.
Rose is already chewing on some cured meat.
Everyone looks at Rose. Because, like, all the bread is gone.
I mean, there might be a small chunk of bread floating above her staff in the place of the Nightmare Stone, just in case she needs it. It's, you know.
She could just swirl it around to her mouth.
Yeah. It's ready when I need it. Doesn't have to be rocks.
That could be the staff of sandwiches. Like, I don't understand why you're doing stones. Like... They've clearly found a little bit of mead in this basket.
Om nom nom nom.
Is this a note from Lita at the bottom? Oh, nope, it's a receipt. Okay. Oh, guys, look at this. It's a receipt for that one copy of Volo's Guide. Lita totally overpaid, too. Oh, so while the constellations are out in the sky, Riot's gonna point to one of the constellations and go and ask, hey Rose, do you know what that is?
Yeah, that's the panda archer.
No, I meant the one next to it, actually. I'm sorry, I forgot. We're, and she like shifts herself behind Rose. It's
the snake.
No, okay, all right. Yeah, very good. Okay, yeah, it's next to the snake. It's the unicorn. Does it look a little familiar? She kind of like jangles the quiver on her back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's Maleki. She's the goddess of the forest.
Karen, is that your goddess?
Oh, no, but... My goddess does not exist in the sky. She is underground. But Karen, you see her too, remember? She was she was one of the few constellations we could see from the dungeon tower. There were like some cracks in the rock. So it's kind of one of the reasons I always wanted to be a ranger, in addition to, you know, the Sistrin Circle member Daria Doodrizzle. And I don't know, did I ever tell you what happened after I got thrown from Daggerford?
No. I mean, you appeared in Phandalin, right?
Yeah, like magic. It was great. I had a tour caravan bring me, and I got... Our unfortunate adopted father was, working on some sort of sinister spell, and we all got thrown. And I got thrown up to the savage frontier, you know, the north of here. It's a little snowy, it's a little terrifying. There's packs of orcs everywhere. Some in civilization, some not. And the ones that aren't, they like to eat all sorts of things or kill all sorts of things, so I spent the first 12 hours, first looking for my, you know, dog day bone that Karen made me. It's really easy to say. I'm glad I called it that. Dog's Day bone bow. But all I found was my little, Karen made me like the coolest bow in our dungeon. She kept collecting like spinal columns from things and then using the marrow as glue. Oh, it was so good, guys. I practiced so, sorry, I can see I'm losing the audience. They're getting grossed out.
The face Rose has is one that when your like 3-year-old tells you about the mud pie they made at his class and you're trying to smile but also definitely having some slight thoughts about the fact that your child ate the mud pie and you're just like, ah, yes, that's so... Oh.
But yeah, it doesn't matter. It's neither here nor there. Well, it's somewhere up there in pieces. It's kind of hard to find white bone and stuff. Anyway, I guess the orcs must have heard me lamenting my loss. Some might call it crying. And started chasing me for 3 days. So
what?
I pretty much just kept flying because I didn't have any of my weapons.
You flew for 3 days?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
why are we walking?
I mean, I'm dungeon strong. I don't know if I'm carrying the entire party strong. But that sounds something cool that we should talk to someone about. And maybe water deep. Maybe there's an embiggen spell. Back in picture. But yeah, it was, I found out what I was made out of. And a lot of that was hiding on the tops of trees. When I got tired, until they found me and then started trying to chop it down or climb it. It was cool. My point being, sorry, I didn't mean to get sad there. Maleki, the constellation. That's how I knew how to orient myself and head south.
Oh.
Yeah. Put a bow on top of it.
We have come full circle.
Yeah.
Full constellation.
Ooh, I like what you did there.
Connected all the dots.
Yeah, I think it's time to go to sleep. Karen's giving us dirty looks.
Karen's actually pretty interested for this story.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah.
All right, so you can take your shifts. And how do you want to do your shifts? Same order, basically?
Yeah, Karen will go first.
Sure.
Okay.
Laura will... take the second shift so she can kind of overlap with Karen a little bit.
Laria, did you want to overlap for a reason?
Yeah, Laria just is, she'll kind of like sit, not too close to Karen, like close enough that they can talk and not wake the others, but also like far enough, because it seems like Karen probably prefers her distance. Mm-hmm. It's like not in her space.
What gave you that idea? That's weird. Don't put that on Karen.
Just your actions, your words, the things you say, the things you write.
So Karen, you don't notice anything on your shift, and just as you're close to the end of your shift, you do notice though that Laria has woken up and is sort of lingering nearby.
Evening.
Hey, just gonna settle into some meditation time if that's all right.
Yeah, I was just wondering if we could talk for a second.
You want to talk to me?
Yeah, if that's all right.
Yep, totally.
We don't have to talk if you don't want to.
No,
if
no,
that
no,
makes you
fine.
Uncomfortable.
Just,
Eyes darting.
Yeah, the bone circuits are really good at this.
So listen, I was just wondering, what's your plan when we get to Waterdeep?
That's a great question. Pretty much the same as my plan this whole time, which is to make Riot go as fast as possible to get to Daggerford. Honestly, I don't really have a Waterdeep agenda as it is. Just to kind of take the fast pass through, you know? Hit all the stops and then get going.
Well, the reason I ask is because it seems like your sister's kind of invested in this whole Bud, Crooked Forest, Raven Queen situation.
Yeah, yep. You picked up on that too?
Well, so I was just wondering, your sister's trying to get to Waterdeep to get help, basically, and then get back to the Crooked Forest or back to Bud. What's your end goal for Daggerford? Are you trying to get her there so she can leave again? Are you going to help her on this whole quest?
Listen, I mean, it's Daggerford's not too far off from Waterdeep. I mean, my real hope is that I can convince her that the journey there is not that far, and we can maybe stop there before heading back up. I don't know. I didn't expect her to be so tied up in this other life, I guess. So I'm still trying to kind of untangle that, unpack that.
That's fair. It's a lot that you have to figure out with Riot about. And it's honestly not my business. It seems like, you know, Riot's pretty tied to Rose. Rose is pretty tied to this bud tree. And it seems like they're trying to gear up for a pretty big fight. And I've seen people go into a battle with a split heart, and it doesn't do anyone any good. So whatever's going on, I think it would be good for everyone, for you and your sister to kind of figure that out. Again, not my business, so don't feel like you need to do anything I say. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to do everything you say just so you say it. I mean,
Right, that would be ridiculous.
So stupid. I mean, I'm like a grown woman. I mean, that's stupid.
Yeah, it seems like you're really good. You and your sister both are, like, really on top of your thoughts and feelings and sharing those with other people. So, like, I'm probably way off base here.
Lariah, you seem really, what's the word? Perceptive.
I thought you were going to say rude.
I'm not saying that either. But, you know, I think just the last few days, I think you can see that I'm going to do what Riot needs to do. And she'll figure out that we need to get to Daggerford sooner rather than later. But if we need to fight some Shatterkai and find a tree sapling, I mean...
Yeah, what do you know about this tree thing? I kind of came into this late.
God, Lariah, I wish I understood. I don't get it. If this tree is not like made out of gold, I'm gonna be like really, really pretty upset. I'm glad we're on the All same right, page just, about just that.
I mean, it sounds like this tree is their friend, I guess. I'm really just unclear on this whole tree situation.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, listen, I've met a lot of talking plants in my day, and they're charming, adorable.
I mean, sure.
But yeah, this one's just got its branch wrapped around their fingers or something.
It really took root in their hearts.
Oh, nice.
I hear you, Lariah. I think we're on the same page about a lot of things here. I think you know where I stand, and that's getting to Daggerford. But whatever Riot needs, and I mean, never mind.
All right, well, thanks for chatting with me. I'll leave you to your meditation.
Yeah, thanks. Good luck on the watch. If you see any, squirrels, raccoons, you know what to do, yeah?
Yeah, sure. Small animals. Yeah, send them your way. Got it.
Yeah. Don't get rid of those bones either. I need those.
All right. That seems like a perfectly normal request, and I have no follow-up questions.
All right, so Karen goes off to meditate, and you're left to your watch. And you, during your watch, you do notice, you sort of hear the faint sounds of horses in the distance, riding in the dark. But they don't seem to come very close to the cave. And the rest of the watches go by without any further strange noises. And you wake up in the morning, and you head off towards Westwood. You are able to make it to Westwood by midday. And Loria, you did make camp with a group of woodcutters. And if you do another survival check, you could probably find them again.
As opposed to these cheese cutters she's with now.
14.
Yep. Their camp is not hidden in any way. So you're able to, by the end of the evening, you travel further into the wood, and there's this faint smell of smoke that hits you before you come upon a cluster of about a dozen tents, and a group of bearded human males mill about the campsite dressed in simple work clothes.
Good afternoon.
Ahoy.
They look over, and Loria, you know some of them, but their foreman, Leaf, he just looks startled, and he says, "Oh, geez, you gave us a scare. Almost scared the
tried to call out a warning.
You scared the sweet Sylvanas out of us."
Oh wait, did we square the sweet Sylvanas out of you? Because we are four of us.
She's got a weird thing about shapes. Yeah, it's just
Karen, she's where I look like, yes, exactly.
Cool. Leaf, it's good to see you. How are you?
Better off than we were before. How's it going, eh?
Oh, not too bad. Just heading back on up to Waterdeep.
Oh, good on ya. You want to camp here for the night, maybe?
I'd really appreciate it if you don't mind. I've got some traveling companions with me.
Hi!
Yeah, we've been here the whole time. Thank you. Trying to not look threatening.
Lori, we'll do like quick introductions.
Rose.
they sort of do the same. Leaf is the foreman, and you know, they've got a bunch of it's about a dozen wood cutters here that have made camp.
What are their names?
I'm gonna go with like Woody and
Splinters.
Axe. There's a Paul in there.
Barks a lot. Okay, all right.
So yeah, you're able to make camp there for the night. And they welcome you in, and they've got some stew that they've got boiling up, and they also have a beverage that is homebrewed in these bottles that they're big jugs that they're sort of passing around, and Leaf hands it over to Loria, and he says, "Want a sip of that?"
I thought you'd never ask. Thanks, friend. And she takes a big gulp.
So, does anybody else want to have a sip of the beverage?
Sure, says Rose.
All right, you take a sip of it, and it tastes like beer that has been infused with pine needles.
Hmm, tree
beer. Riot pulls the mug from Rose's hands after she sees her face. May I? Thank you. Is that okay? Is Rose letting go, or do we have to roll for it?
Sure, I'll share.
just a sip. She throws back half. Oh, man. Karen?
Nope. I'm going to pass.
All right.
Spruce beer's not your thing, hey?
Nah. Do you got any squirrel or raccoon?
Squirrel beer?
No. Squirrel ale. Squirrel ale.
Squirrel ale. Well, what do you think the stew is made of?
Ah, that's what I'm looking for. I'm feeling more snacky than parched, if you know what I mean.
Sure. He pours up a giant bowl for you, and he can oblige the rest of you as well. Leaf does sort of do a double take on Riot, looking at your gear, and he says, "Ah, geez, you're a needle, eh?" And he looks a little anxious, and he says, look, we don't do no clear cutting or nothing, okay?"
Whoa, you're saying all sorts of cool words, and I want to know the lingo too. What are you talking about?
Needles, they're, you know, rangers of Maliki.
Oh, this. And she pulls out her quiver.
Yeah, eh? Yeah.
This was actually a gift from a very young ward of mine. No, a friend. And I've never seen one before. I think it's quite beautiful. But I am a ranger, so you got me there. But what's clear cutting? Is that like poking? Sticking?
Oh, it's now we don't do it. But there are woodcutters who, you know, they cut down the trees, they don't reforest, you know, and Maliki don't like that so much, and that ain't us though. You're not a needle.
I saw your wagons full of saplings and stuff ready to go in the ground. I know you're planting two for every one, right?
He nods slowly.
Or will be, yes, adjusting math, possibly.
So, have you come through here for her shrine, then?
I didn't. There's a shrine? That's awesome. She looks at Lariah. Do you know where this is?
Would I know where that is?
I mean, you don't have to lie to me. You can. Oh, no.
Lariah, unless you brought it up with the woodcutters, you probably wouldn't know.
No, I can't say that I know where it is. Leaf might be able to give you directions.
Oh yeah, anything for a friend of Lariah, eh? Lariah and I go backs a ways, like 2 days, eh?
Now she's a. I think we go back one day, so yeah, I feel you. Which can't be right, but yeah.
Nah, it's more like a, you know, how long's it been, Lariah? Like 5 days or so?
Yeah, thereabouts.
Well, I'm glad we got that settled.
Well, she done right by us. The them bandits never come back.
What kind of bandits, Lariah?
Oh, you know, just regular run-of-the-mill, up-to-no-good bandits.
The Mill Brothers, yeah. Right? Just kind of shrugs and looks at Rose like, oh. Spruce Gear is doing its job.
Well, Leaf and his gang here have done plenty to keep them from bothering them anymore.
Yeah, our wood axes, they double as weapons. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, that makes sense, because they're already weapons against the tree skin. Yeah.
He blanches a little. You sure you're not a needle, eh?
No, as long as you're not doing a two for one.
Well, the shrine is about, I'd say like an hour walk to the west toward the mountains.
An hour? That's nothing.
Riot looks over at Karen. An hour, you say, huh?
Yeah. At the end of the season, we put our offerings up there, and we're on our way. We never, ever cut beyond that shrine.
That seems pretty good. What are your offerings?
Oh, I like some bread, some spruce beer.
Oh, okay.
You know.
I think we might be out of bread, but could I buy a little jug of spruce beer from you to take over there?
Yeah, sure. Friend of Lariah is a friend of ours, eh?
All right. She hands him some sort of coins and subtracts them from her ledger.
Math to be done later. In post-production.
Fair's fair. All right, no, that was the easy part. Now to convince my sister.
There's no convincing this one. Do you want company or are you going to go by yourself? Like, what's
the... Oh. Yep. I mean, who, does everyone want to go? I mean, I don't care.
I mean, I like shrines.
I have no reason to stay here with these strangers, so I'll come with you, Riot.
should we go in the morning, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Loria, you can do whatever you need to.
I mean, I can go with you. We can continue our journey from the shrine, just like head out and then get back on our way.
Detour. Yeah. Smart. Yeah. She's pretty smart.
Yeah, no, that makes sense than us coming back another hour. Yeah, good idea.
All right, so you're going to spend the night with the woodcutters, drinking and eating. How much spruce beer are you all drinking?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
Just a couple of sips.
Just enough to wash down the bread.
And the squirrel stew.
Yeah.
Right had the other half of whatever size container she had.
It was a growler size.
Excellent. Okay. So, am I going to church drunk or?
You do need to make a Constitution saving throw.
Great. Okay. Oh, a 19.
Oh yeah, this spruce beer is nothing.
Yes, it is of the forest as well. Okay. Riot wakes up Dewey.
how do you want to sleep the evening? Are you gonna take shifts again or no?
Rose is asleep and asleep.
Yeah, Loria will insist on shifts again, but since the woodcutters are there, it'll be like much shorter shifts and much easier, and everyone will have a partner probably. I imagine some of the woodcutters would be down to stay up and help out with shifts.
Sure.
Probably got their own shift schedule worked out.
When you suggest that, they're like, shift schedule.
Yeah, remember the thing I told you about the last time I came through here?
Oh,
so you don't
get
set upon by bandits by surprise again?
Yeah, sure. I remember now. Yeah, shifts. He nods.
Oh, no. Leaf, we're gonna get up in the morning and train. So,
do you guys need help, like writing and reading? Is that what I'm hearing?
Listening comprehension.
Yeah. Do you guys need like a day planner, or I guess this is a night planner, right? Like,
well, they come by, day, night, don't matter to them. But yeah, the evening shifts is a good idea.
Yes, remember how we talked about it last time? Because the bandits will come day or night, and I told you that you can't all be asleep at the... Okay, Leaf, we'll talk about this in the morning.
The gang has never seen Loria so animated and upset. Loria, is your opal skin flashing?
Leaf will agree to take a watch with Loria, just because he's a little bit sheepish about the whole thing.
The whole time they're on shift together, she's going to like remind him of all the things she told him about the last time she was here 5 days ago.
The look on his face is like he's earnestly trying to pay attention to you. He hasn't had as much to drink as the rest of his crew. But the rest of them have had quite a lot. So what are the shifts? Are we doing the same, like Karen, Loria, Rose, Riot?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Loria, can you make a perception check?
13.
Okay. Nothing, nothing out of the ordinary happens.
just all that Lariah sees.
Riot, your next shift, can you do a perception check?
Mm-hmm. 18.
Yeah, you're good too. Rose eventually wakes up.
6.
All right. You don't hear anything, and your woodcutter companion is drunkenly asleep beside you.
I have my fingers in my ears because he's snoring.
And I need you all to make a roll for initiative.
Sorry, guys. The squirrels are finally here, huh?
They've come to take back the bones of their dead. And the gelatinous mess at the bottom of the cauldron.
Oh, gosh.
Ray got a 13.
Okay.
18 for Karen.
Rose got 16.
That spruce beer might be hitting Lorraine a little harder than she thought. She got a 3.
Okay. Surprise! There's a group of bandits that surround the camp.
No!
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. Thanks so much for listening. Recently, we aired our special Ravnica episodes, which we ran in partnership with Wizards of the Coast and a number of other podcasts to promote the release of the Guildmaster's Guide to Ravnica. I wrote and ran a one-shot representing Azoria Senate called The Park Job, and Jen Vaughn wrote and ran another adventure for Izzet League called The Experiments of Dr. Skulldial, both of which you can find now on the Dungeon Masters Guild. That's right. For the first time, a Magic the Gathering plane is available as a setting for adventure writers, and we couldn't be more excited to have our titles available for other DMs to run. Want to get in touch with us? As always, you can find all our social media links at d20dames.com. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, Misadventure awaits.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Our theme is by Middle Essence. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.